Let's recap the meeting wrap-up from last night. We will start first. You have, of course, open forum as always, kind of kick off things.
We do. So, yep, so Jocelyn Hammond kind of stepped in for Cassidy Fife and McCook as student senate vice president. Cassidy's obviously in Texas playing softball. And then Josiah Reet from North Platte. And so give them just an update to the board, obviously, into the second month of the semester, and the spring or the winter sports seasons are winding down. So getting to the end of our home seasons and regular seasons, and we'll be off to the postseason for basketball here in the month of March. And then baseball, softball, kicking it off, and obviously can't play very much softball, baseball in the snow. So they head south to Texas, or in North Platte's case, they went north to Aberdeen and played in the Dome. So got to do what you can do to get some early games, because it'll get crazy once the weather gets nice and all these potential postponements that you wishfully think you can get done early in the winter or in the spring end up being a mad dash to the finish.
Yeah, the two athletic directors have to dabble with all these schedules and everything. The springtime just want to pull their hair out a little bit more, don't they?
I think Daniel and his team almost wants to pull their hat as much, if not more, just trying to get it out to the public of when the games are going to be once the ADs have made those decisions. But it's an all-hands-on-deck effort to make sure we can get the students their competitions in.
Also had one of your board members, a little reminder about a big day in Lincoln coming up next week.
Yep, so next Wednesday, this will be like the fourth or fifth year we've done this, but we take several board members and myself, and we'll go down to Lincoln, all the community colleges, and just get to know our local representatives and kind of talk about our priorities and find out where they're at, and then also be able to give them information regarding the colleges, so as they're in those conversations, they're making changes or votes on legislation that they kind of know how it will impact their local community colleges. So it's a good day to get down there, a new governor, 17 new senators, and so just a good opportunity for us to get to know each other.
Action items from last night, Ryan, you had a few of those as well, didn't you?
We did. So consent, obviously, just minutes and financial reports for January. Revenues are tracking about where we expected. Expenditures are always just a little bit behind, which is great. So year end is looking favorable for us on the financial side of the house. And then actions required by law, approve the bills for January. The board did approve the faculty negotiated agreement, so 4.25% total compensation package increase. And so that takes into account their salary and all benefits. So we add those all together, 4.25%. And then obviously if some are higher than others, then they get less for the other pieces. So it all works out in the end, but 4.25% puts us right at the midpoint of our peers, which are the other community colleges in the state of Nebraska. And probably the big one for McCook is the third item, which the board did approve Sampson Construction's guaranteed maximum price of just over $10.4 million for the renovation of McCook's East Campus, formerly the Elks building there. So we're excited about that project. A lot of it will be paid with the ARPA funding that was allocated to us by the governor last year, and hope to kick off here late summer, early fall, with an estimated completion date late summer, early fall of 2024. So it's exciting to get that building back online.
And can you give us a run? How's that going to look a little bit? I know it's been a long time coming. What's it going to look like over there, you think?
It's going to look pretty awesome. So I know there are some pictures. I think the hospital is getting ready to put out a Communities of Excellence or something, but I know there's an ad that's going to come out here soon that you'll be able to see kind of what it's looking like. So it's going to be a building, a great building. It'll be a small addition. They're going to change the entrance, so it'll come off the parking lot there to the southeast a little bit. It won't have the canopy awning on the front anymore, and so there'll be a few minor tweaks to the perimeter of it. But for the most part, you walk in and it's going to be awesome. It's going to where you had the old dance floor and kind of the ballroom will be some conference space. There'll be a couple rooms where we could have some small conventions or receptions there. We're going to add some flex space on the north side, or convert it to some flex space. We'd be able to do some light technical trading, kind of maker space is what we call it. Can do some light cabinetry, woodworking, HVAC, plumbing, those types of electrical types of trainings. A lot of non-credit. We'll have the CNAs, the LPNs, the EMT, paramedic. All of our ambulance simulators will be in there. And so first responders are healthcare pieces, and then we'll have some general classrooms and distance learning classrooms as well. So I'm pretty excited about what it's going to look like. Obviously, resurface the parking lot, have an exterior space as well. So I think the city, the residents will be excited to see that building back, and it's going to be an attractive facility.
That's it. So that's going, getting started, moving dirt and stuff like that coming up this summer, correct?
So, yep, and so not obviously the new building, there's not a lot of dirt to move, but the parking lot and then some minor landscaping you'll see, but most of it will be interior in the next year or year, just a facelift renovation.
Also, a bid for a air unit replacement in the auto body shop.
Correct, and so making sure that space is properly ventilated for the safety of our students, whether it's temperature or just ventilation. Obviously, when you get into auto body and your paints and fumes and dust and stuff, you want to make sure that all of those systems are running well. So that building's 35 years old, and just is another item that's kind of on the replacement list to make sure that we're providing that environment for our students. So to the board, because it was over $50,000.
Cabinet reports.
I talked just a little bit about, we talked a little bit about board meetings because December was canceled for weather. January was postponed because of weather. And last night, with the weather coming to McCook, we obviously just had to make sure we had a quorum last night. And so just looked at how we might publish future winter meetings to make sure that if we had to pivot to a virtual, that we make sure that we could do that and meet the letters of the open meetings law. So talked about that real quickly, and then really just about legislation. I've been in Lincoln quite a bit in the last couple weeks, just looking at for LB 783, looking out for the community colleges, and working with the senators to try to educate them on what we do. And, we all agree that we need to have some tax reform. Just want to make sure that we have the right balance, that we do take care of our local community colleges, because you get west of Kearney, you got western Nebraska out the panhandle, you have Mid Plains, McCook, North Platte, Valentine, our community campuses, and Chadron, and that's it. And so we just want to make sure that we do have opportunities for higher education from our western half of the state. And so that's the interest that I'm trying to protect as I meet with those senators.
And that pretty much, I think, wraps things up for the agenda for the most part, doesn't it?
It really does. So, yeah, lighter meeting, but again, postponing to January, we only had about 3 weeks between, so it made for a lighter agenda.
Daniel, are you there this morning?
Yes, I am.
Public Information Director does a great job at the college. Do you have anything for us?
I'd just like to remind everybody of the scholarship deadline. That is March 1st. Mid Plains Community College is the right choice for you to transform your future. Don't miss out on an opportunity to save on your education with additional aid from MPCC. To learn more, call today at 308-345-8100 or visit our website at mpcc.edu.
All right, next meeting, hard to believe we're into the month of March. That will be coming up on March the 15th up in North Platte. Is that right?
It will be, yep, 4 weeks. So we'll talk to you on the 16th.